Okay.
Here we go.
Right, everyone here, everyone can hear me, everyone's okay? Not too distracted? All right. So, we learned the Mishnah. And what we'll begin with in discussing the Mishnah is the following. So the Mishnah has two machlokas. What are the two machlokas in the Mishnah? Anybody? Feel free to speak up, interactive, interrupt, whatever you want. Two issues that there's a machlokas between Tana Kana and Behuda about. Number one, I think you said them both. One is what is the shofar to be used on Rosh Hashanah? In contrast to, or possibly, definitely the Tana Kama contrasts Rosh Hashanah and what? The Tana Kama does the Tana Kama contrast. Beginning, shofar is Rosh Hashanah, Yal Pasha, Pribitz of Azov, Sheikh Hatorz, etc. In contrast to Tanios, right? So there's a contrast between Rosh Hashanah and Tainus. What is Tainus? What is the significance of fast days? Why would they have a shofar on fast days or chatzotros on fast days?
To gather
people. That's what Rashi says. They gather the people. They gather the people of Davin, and they would blow. They would blow the chatzotros as well. So that's one. So the Tana Kama holds that you have a kafuf. You have a straight. Sorry, you have a pashut, a straight yael pashut on Rosh Hashanah, and a zecharim kfufim and ben zecharim on Taniyos. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Rosh Hashanah is Zecharim. Rabbi Yehuda flips, at least for Rosh Hashanah, and says that Rosh Hashanah should be Zecharim and probably Kufim as well. Okay, and then there's a second machlokas at the end of the Mishnah, which is what? You already said it, Jonah. The second machlokas is a question about Yovel. Now, we pointed out already in the last year that the Yovel here we're talking about is the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. They would blow the shofar. For what purpose?
Let
everybody go back. There's a grace of everyone going back. And that's where we have another machlokas between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda, where the Tana Kama holds that we equate Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that we don't. We split between them. Okay? Now, before we even get into things, I don't know if anybody got to the last of the Marmakomos. Last of the Marmakomos is the Ritva. Didn't expect everyone to get there. If we had a lot of time, we could get there. But the Ritva discusses, you know, we do blow shofar on Yom Kippur, right?
Yeah.
We do, I don't know, Sephardim? We don't have any Sephardim here, right? But, you're not Sephardim, right? Ashkenazim blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, on Yom Kippur. But the Ritva points out that the blowing of the shofar that we have on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, has nothing to do with what our Gemara is talking about. This, like we said, is the Yom Kippur of Yovel, where they would blow the shofar to set everyone free. What we do on Motzei Yom Kippur to blow a shofar, minhag ba'almahu, that's just a minhag. Some say it's the arve of a satan, another idea of to confuse the satan. Okay, he rejects that. He quotes Gemara, that there's no satan in Yom Kippur. Fine, and then he says, well, maybe another reason is zecher liyovel. Okay, so we blow the shofar. I mean, I always thought we blow the shofar because like that's a sign that it's the end. Like the gates are closed. But I don't know. I didn't look so carefully into it. I didn't look at like the Sefer Minhagim, which I don't have here. Sefer Minhagim at home. But this is what the Ritva says. The Ritva says it's, he quotes, he thinks it's the right answer from Rav Haigon, that the purpose is to be Zecher Yovel. But just like in the times of the Yovel, they would blow the shofar, so we blow the shofar Zecher Yovel. That is not the blowing of the shofar that is referred to here. It's not something that's really of halachic necessity. A very serious blowing, but that is the Ritva interesting says that's what we do. Okay. Now, the thing that is vague in the Mishnah that a lot of guys raise the question is what does Rabbi Yehuda hold about fast days? Right. So we have the Tana Kama is clear. Rosh Hashanah is Yael Pashut. Fast days are Zecharim Kufim, and Rabbi Yehuda says that Rosh Hashanah is Zecharim, presumably Zecharim Kufim. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold about Tanios? What?
Presumably the same
as Tana Kama. So on a simple basis, that's what the Ran says. The Ran says he would hold like the Tana Kama. That if, since he doesn't say anything about it, why would you add a machlokas if you don't have to? So the Tana Kama held that, yes, we split between Rosh Hashanah and the Tanios. And the Tanios are going to be bent. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no reason to think that he would disagree about Tanias because he only mentions Rosh Hashanah. Very good. So that is the that is what the Ran says. And the Ran also adds that, you know, truth is Tanios, why ultimately are we gathering the people? Why do we gather the people on the fast days? To daven. So the davening element is similar. So it does make sense that we should have davening both on, we should have bent both on Rosh Hashanah and the Tanias. That's what Ran says. However, there's a big kasha on the Ran. So Ran himself addresses, but there's a big kasha, a major kasha on the Ran. The Gemara has the opinion of Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi is a Tana or an Amora? An Amora. An Amora generally is going to be, has to be based on a Mishnah, on a Tana. If all the Tanaim are against the Amora, then you're in trouble. Right? I didn't put this on the Marmar Komos, some of these things in the Marmar Komos. You guys asked the question, I'll look further into it, and I didn't have it written out originally. So the so Rabbi Levi is an Amora. Now, let's match up. What does the Gemara say? What's Rabbi Levi, Shita, and Rosh Hashanah? Who's he quoting in Rosh Hashanah?
Rabbi Yehuda.
He's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda on Rosh Hashanah. Right? And that's why he says, that's Mischarim Kufim. And, or he just says Kufim. We'll get to that soon. And Yom Kippur, how does he hold? Yom Kippur, how does he hold? Rabbi Yehuda? Say it again. Tanakama. He holds like the Tanakama. The Rabbi Yehuda, that Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah are the same. What's the reason Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah would be the same? What was that? Somebody said it. Eitan, you said it. Dan said it. Zera Shabbat, there's a Zera Shabbat. So he holds Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur the same. So he holds that both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are going to be Kvuvim. And what does he hold about fast days? What does he say about Shar Kol Hashanah the rest of the year? Which Rashi says is Tanios. What does Rabbi Levi say about that? He says Pshutim. So Donnie, according to you, who's Rabbi Levi holding like? I'm Tanios. It's a good kasha, right? Anybody have an answer? It's a good kasha. Rabbi Levi is coming out against everybody on Tanios. That's the kasha that the Rishonim are bothered by. So, it's really the Chidush era. Give me a second, let me get my COVID. We need a little break from them. Hopefully the other windows will be enough. Okay. So the question really we have to maybe take a step back. And let's say before we go there. So some of the Rishonim say that no, really. Rabbi Levi didn't mean what he thought he meant. What did Rabbi Levi mean? What did Rabbi Levi mean when he sent Pshutim? The rest of the year it should be straight. Two ways, anytime someone says something, right, there are two ways to understand. Does he mean Dafka or Lav Dafka? When he said Pshutim, is it because he wanted Pshutim? Or was he contrasting Rosh Hashanah, right? What's the main point of Rabbi Levi in the Gemara? What's his main idea he's trying to get across? He wants Pshutim, he wants Kufim and Rosh Hashanah. Why does he want Kufim and Rosh Hashanah? What? Your mindset, it's better, it'll put you in a more of a mindset that you're more submitting to Hashem, so you're bent over, so that's why he wants Kufim and Rosh Hashanah. Does he care about fast day so much? Maybe not. So when he says the rest of the year is Pshutim, he doesn't mean that it has to be Pshutim. He just means that it can be Pshutim. It could be whatever you want. He's just using that Pshutim to contrast and say, no, it doesn't have to be Kufim like Rosh Hashanah. It could be whatever you want. So that's the Ritva. And the Rashba give that as one explanation for Rabbi Levi. That Pshutim doesn't actually, we don't really need Pshutim, and therefore he's not against the Mishnah. The Mishnah, maybe the Mishnah is not, maybe you have to then learn the Mishnah also that way, that Kufim for Tanias is not necessarily Kufim. All right, it's going to get a little sticky, but it's not requiring Pshutim for Tanias, just saying it could be whatever you want. Okay. But the actually, even easier answer that the Ritva alludes to before, the Ritva says, and the Marsha points out also, that not everyone had the girsa that Rabbi Levi holds Pshutim. Okay, that's always, so Rabbi Willig likes to say, you know, it's always easiest to erase. You just erase the Gemara, and then that's fine, no problem. We had a problem, just cross it out, and that's all good. So, you know, we don't love those answers, because at the end of the day, our Gemara says that Shar Kol HaShana B'Pshutim. But there are Rishonim who don't have that girsa, and according to that girsa, obviously there's no issue, because all he's saying is Rosh Hashanah is Kuvin, and he could also agree that the rest of the year is Kuvin as well. Okay, fine. So we have the girsa. Girsa is one issue. It's easy way to take care of it. Of course, that doesn't help us in our text. Number two, Pshutin doesn't really mean Pshutin according to him. According to him, it just means it doesn't have to be bent. But that answer also, we're not thrilled how that fits out. The Ran himself has a very interesting answer. And the Ran himself says that he likes Dani's Pshat. We have to go back to the Tanakhama. Why is it, according to the Tanakhama, that the rest of the year we use Kufin? Remember, the Tanakhama holds Rosh Hashanah, it should be what? According to the Tanakhama, it should be straight. Okay? The rest of the year should be bent. Why? Why are fast days bent? Who remembers what Rashi says about that? Anybody? What does Rashi say? Why does it be bent? It's Rashi on the Gemara. So look at Rashi, Kama de Pasha Tvei Adif, the last Rashi on the Gemara. So this is explaining the opinion of the Tanakhama that we want to have it straight. Mishum Nisa Livavinu El Kapayim. We raise our hearts up to Shemayim. So that is, the idea of straight is that it's kind of a straight line up to Hashem with our hearts. Say Hilkach, it says Rashi. Hilkach, therefore, B'Rosh Hashanah B'Pshutin. So Rosh Hashanah, you should have a straight shofar. D'Litzvilahu. Because it's supposed to daven. Okay, so that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. As my Rebbe likes to point out, sometimes, even though it's the Rishonim, and we didn't know this yet, but the Tosos and the other Rishonim point out that we pass like a Yehuda here. Normally we pass like the Tanakhama, pass like the Rabbim. Here we pass like a Yehuda. Talk about that soon. So, but we have to understand that the Tanakhama's opinion can very often reveal to us something about our opinion, the halachic opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So let's go to the Tanakhama for a second. So the Tanakhama holds Rosh Hashanah is Pshutin, because it's Tefillah. Udi Yom HaKippurim Nami Mishum Deshavya B'Gzeira Shava. And Yom Kippur also straight, because it's equal because of the Gzeira Shava. Uvitanis Dileknufya. Tanis is just gathering people. Lo Ichbaslan. We don't care. Funny, you don't really find that in Gemara usually, right? We usually care. Halach, we usually care about everything. This is an interesting place where it says we don't care. No one cares. It doesn't matter what you use. Okay, so it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want. Why? It's like blowing a siren. I mean, that's what they used to do to call people together. These were the tools they had. Maybe if the Mishnah was being written nowadays, we would blow a horn. It doesn't matter what you use. Because the whole point is just to gather everyone up. Okay, then they're going to daven like we spoke about. But it's the step before the davening, as opposed to on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar, this is what the Machronim point out, and that the shofar is an idea that the shofar itself is a vehicle of tefillah. That through the blowing of the shofar, you know, Chazal say, that we move Hashem, when we blow the shofar, we move Hashem from the chair of din to the chair of rachamim. That we move him to have more mercy on us. So you see the sound of the shofar itself serves as a form of tefillah. But on the fast days, the shofar itself, the chatzotos, that's not any form of tefillah. That's just to gather people together, so we don't care. Okay, so then why does the Tanakhama say it should be bent? So continues Rashi, V'avginam kfufin lehekera. What does hekera mean?
Recognition.
A recognition. What are we trying to recognize? So Rashi doesn't spell it out. You don't have to use a pashut, okay? And the way the Ritva and others say it is to distinguish between the shofar. Shofar is a mitzvah. Shofar Hashanah Mitzdaraisa or Mitzdarabanan. Mitzdaraisa in and of itself an intrinsic Mitzdaraisa. To blow the chatzotros on a fast day. So many Rishonim say it's Darabanan. The Ritva here writes that it's Darabanan. So we want to distinguish between
The Shofar Deoraisa, so there we have it one way. And okay, it's going to get confusing. It seems like you're blowing, you have like a mitzvah to blow Shofar on the fast day. So we use a different shape to highlight that this is not a mitzvah Deoraisa. Okay, so that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Then on Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, we use straight. And we want to specifically make a distinction on a fast day because a fast day is not a Chiyuv Gomer, it's not a Chiyuv Deoraisa, it's only Midrabanan. Anybody have any problems with that, by the way? You know Parshas Balos very well? Who's holding Parshas Balos? It says you have to blow to gather people. What else does it say there? Where's the Tanakh? When you blow the Chatzos, what does it say? There's Tanakh somewhere. There's in the back. Baruch Chumash. So what does it say? All right, we got. What does it say in Parshas Balosa? Come on, you got to do your Shnayim Mikra, guys. Your Shnayim Mikra. All right, so what does it say over here? Did my brother ever come test you on Shnayim Mikra on YU? My brother's a Shnayim Mikra guy. He's holding. So it says over there. Oh. Here it is. V'chisavo milchama be'atzachem. You'll have a war in your land. Al hatzar atzorereshem, or some trouble that's troubling you. V'arei osem machatzotros. And you should blow the shofar. Right? If you have trouble, you blow. You go, not the shofar, you blow the chatzotros. Right? English translation. When you wage war in your land against an enemy who oppresses you, you shall sound short blasts of the trumpets. So why are we saying Zolder Abanam?
Why are you extending battle to
Okay, good, very good. So the Rambam writes, in Chosaniah says there's a mitzvah in a Torah when there's a trouble to daven and to blow chatzotros. Right, and that's why fortunately, when the boys were kidnapped a couple years ago in the summer, and there was a war in Israel, so we were in the shul where I was for the summer, so we were saying Tehillim even on Shabbos, even though we normally don't say Tehillim on Shabbos. But in an actual time of trouble, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven to Hashem, to call out to Hashem. So we had to do it even on Shabbos. So, and part of that mitzvah is to blow the chatzotros. That's what Rambam says. But like Jonah's saying, that this is what some pointed out on the swarm, that the Rambam, the fast days, that's d'rabbanan. That they establish a fast day for various tzaros, that's only d'rabbanan. So therefore, the gathering of people on the fast days, that only is only d'rabbanan. Okay, fine. That's a tangent. Getting back to the story. So the bottom line is that the Gemara is saying, the Rishonim say, that the fast days, the shofar is only, the chatzot is only derabanan. So we want to show a distinction between the shofar deraisa and the shofar derabanan. So says the Ran, well, whose opinion are we talking about here? Whose opinion are we discussing? We're trying to... We were talking about Rabbi Levi. Let's get back to whose opinion we're really trying to figure out. Really trying to figure out Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That was the original question, right? Rabbi Yehuda said, on Rosh Hashanah, you have Zcharim, and let's say Zcharim Kruvim, you have bent ones. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you use on Rosh Hashanah, you use bent? What do you use on fast day? So Donnie told us, if he doesn't say anything, we should assume he agrees with the Tanakhama, that it should be bent, which was very logical. But we got stuck with Rabbi Levi. Where Rabbi Levi clearly said you had straight ones on fast days. And then it's going to be stuck. You have Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda holding bent. And Rabbi Levi's going straight against everybody. So what do we say? So says the Ran, no. The only reason the Tanakhama held bent in the first place on fast days is to make a contrast. Now, according to the Tanakhama, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are straight. So then we make a contrast and the fast days bent. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? And we said there's two machlokas in. What is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? What does Rabbi Yehuda say about Rosh Hashanah? Bent. What does he say about Yom Kippur? Straight. So what's it going to help you to say... What you're stuck? How can you make a hecker? How can you make a distinction? What's he going to do? You want him to have it. You want him to it to be. You want him to make a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and fast days and make fast days straight. But that's the same thing as Yom Kippur. and you want them to make it straight on fast days, the contraceptive, either way you go, you can't make a hecker. So says the Ron, if you can't make a hecker, there's no way to distinguish, because you have already bent and straight on Doraisas. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are both Doraisa. So there's no hecker to be made. Okay, so let's go with Kufim. No reason to go with Kufim. No reason not to go with Kufim. Okay, that's what the Ron says. We're not done with the thought. So the Ron says, for Rabbi Yehuda, you're stuck. So, okay, so let it be the same as the Tanakhama. But what you see from there, hold on 1 second. But what do you see? You see, though, according to both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees that if you can make a hecker, you should make a hecker. Right? If you can make a hecker, you should make a hecker. The only reason Rabbi Yehuda doesn't distinguish in Rosh Hashanah and fast days is because he can't make a hecker. Because either way, it would be like one or the other, Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. Says the Ron, according to Rabbi Levi, though, and he said, Akasha and Dani was, now Rabbi Levi is against everybody. According to Rabbi Levi, he holds like whom regarding Yovel? I know it's complicated keeping it all track.
Like,
he holds like the Tanakhama. Rosh Hashanah and Yovel the same. Both Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are bent. So now he falls back to being able to make a hecker. And therefore he makes it straight on fast days. In other words, go back to the Mishnah. It's not that anybody holds, both Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, none of them are makbid on what to do on fast days. Everyone agrees to Rashi, lo ichbaslan, right? We don't really care. So it all is about whether you have a hecker to make or not. If you have, the default is you should do a hecker. And therefore it comes out for the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda that they're both going to hold that it should be bent on fast days.
But then what's the hecker for Rabbi Yehuda?
And Rabbi Yehuda can't make a hecker, so okay, just make it bent, because at least you have some feel idea. 1 second. But for Rabbi Levi, the fact that he makes it straight, he's not arguing with them. Because they also don't care about fast days. They said what they said because that was the best hecker or lack of hecker they could come up with. But if you have a hecker and it being straight, they wouldn't be opposed to that. So that's what Rabbi Levi is saying, that a chatzotros on fast days are straight is not against the Tanakhama Rabbi Yehuda. This is what the Ron says. Yes, Jonah.
So, if one of the kashas of the Gemara was, why doesn't Rabbi Levi just say Hilchotah to Rabbi Yehuda, and then the answer is because he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda on Yovel, can't you assume that he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda for Kol Hashanah?
Ah, excellent. So, that leads me exactly to where I wanted to go next. Okay, so far we have, just to quickly summarize before we get to move to the next point, we have, how do we understand the Yehuda about fast days? We have the Ran, who says that he agrees with the Tanakhama, which got us a little stuck with Rabbi Levi, because he's like nobody, so you could say you don't have the Girsa, or he didn't mean it. But now the Ran himself really addresses the issue, and the Ran himself says, well, we've all developed that the Tanakhama and the Mishnah, they never held anything about fast days, they just held Heker. Is the main point, and everything then plugs in as is required. And Jonah asks an excellent question. I'm just looking at the Ritva brings us proof for what he says, but Jonah asks a great question. Jonah says that, say your question again, say it out to everybody while I look at this.
So this Rabbi Levi's opinion, and then the Gemara asks, why didn't it just say that Rabbi Levi says halacha to Rabbi Yehuda? And the answer of the Gemara is that Rabbi Levi must not hold like Rabbi Yehuda according to Yovel, because then can't you assume from that that he holds the same way as Rabbi Yehuda for everything else? And this is the thing that the Kol Hashanah, so you would assume that Rabbi Yehuda holds the same way.
All right. So I'm trying to think, I saw someone who gives this proof. I don't see it here in the Ritva right now. But the Ritva says, and this will answer your question, this is the difficulty of the first Pshat. The Ritva says, really, Rabbi Huda himself, we thought, so far we've been learning like the Ran, like Dani says, that Rabbi Huda himself held that it's straight on, sorry, that it's bent as well on fast days. And what we were dealing with then was that we got stuck at a kash on Rabbi Levi. Okay? But let's go back to the source. Says the Ritva, Dani, you're wrong. Okay, the Ran, you're wrong. Says the Ritva. Really, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that on fast days, you use a straight shofar. Just like the Tanakhama had a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and fast days, so we flip Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and he has a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and fast days. And therefore, since he holds it bent on Rosh Hashanah, it's cup, but Rosh Hashanah, it's pashut on fast days. Weren't we bothered? Okay, so that's what he says. Now, Jonah, that would deal with your question, right? Once you see that, then it's fine. We can't say, I mean, he would be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda in everything except the Ovel.
Right,
so this would support. So I don't see it right now that the Ritva says this. I think there might be a Rishon who does say that, but the Ritva himself holds this pshat that Rabbi Yehuda really argues with the Tanakhama about Tanyos, and you would read the Mishnah says Charem Kufin, you read and etc. Obviously, plug in the obvious point that he flips the shita by fast days. Now, asking the kasha, we said based on the Ran. Why does he say what he says? He says what he says because we always have a hecker. We always want to have a hecker between Rosh Hashanah and fast days. So we said before, there's no hecker according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why is there no hecker according to Rabbi Yehuda? What? Yom Kippur. There's no hecker according to Rabbi Yehuda because Yom Kippur, what's the hecker? Rosh Hashanah is kafuf. Yom Kippur is pashut. And now comes fast days, you want to make a hecker from the din d'oraisa. Either way you go, you're going to be similar to something else. There's no hecker possible. So this is in the footnote of the ritual to answer this question. At the end of the day, how often do we blow the shofar of Yovel?
Once every 50 years.
Right. How often do we blow the shofar of Rosh Hashanah?
Every year.
Okay, maybe with Shabbos, fine. Basically every year. So says they say in the footnote, come on, if we're making a hecker, it makes a lot of sense to make a hecker between. We can kind of ignore, for this hecker business, we can ignore Yom Kippur and just have a hecker between Rosh Hashanah, Daraisa, and fast days, and that's why Rosh Hashanah is bent, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and fast days are going to be straight. That is what that's what comes out. That's the Ritva Shita. So at the end of the day, we have two opinions here between the Machlokes in the Ran and the Ritva, how to read the ambiguous statement of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Dani presented us the Ran's opinion, which was why make Machlokes if it's not there, which led us to the whole discussion how to understand Rabbi Levi, which we worked on. And then we have the Ritva's Shita, that really there is a contrast, there's a hecker also according to Yehuda, flip according to Yehuda, and with the raya that Jonah brought us from the Gemara. Okay, what I want you guys to work on now, I think how much time have we been giving here for? All right, we're going to stop now, just to continue to raise these possibilities already, but let's further continue to work on it. And if you finish with the Marma Koma, let's move on to the next Gemara. But the open question that remains still is, so very nice. Actually, let's just note one thing. We note a Tosos who says we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. What are the two reasons we should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda here? Now, guys, we're in a new topic. Everyone can chime in. Why should we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Machlokes in the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. What shofar do you use on Rosh Hashanah? What? The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, you use bent. Why? What's the proof? That's the reason for it. But Tanakhama held you should do straight. So one is Rabbi Abahu. The Rabbi Abahu, the Gemara Daf Tezayin, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Abahu talks about a ram's horn, and the assumption is that a ram's horn is bent. So okay, clearly that was where he went with bent. And number two, Rabbi Levi, at least for Rosh Hashanah, is passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda's shita is going to get a lot of discussion. And the two questions that we have to discuss, which really both on both these points the Rambam argues with everybody else, is, but what in fact is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? What does Rabbi Yehuda require? Does Rabbi Yehuda require bent, or does he require a ram or a sheep? What's the main point? Is the main point the type of shofar, meaning the animal, or the shape of the shofar? And what are the proofs for that? That's one issue. And the second issue is, whatever he holds you need, is that absolutely required? The Ron raises the question, is that likuva? Is that required? You wouldn't be able to go move on without it? Or is it lemitzvah ba'alma? Is it merely a lechatchila, an ideal way to do it? Okay, so those are the two questions. And so if you look in the Rambam, and you look in the Mefarshim in the Rambam, and the Ron, and the coming up Makoros, so that's where you'll find the sources for this issue. And if you have a little more time to see the Tosfos, really the first two in the brackets, Tosfos and the Rush, those are most essential. The other two you can leave out and move on once you get there. But if you're able to go through the Rambam with the Mefarshim and the Ron and these two Makoros, that will close up this issue, and then we'll be able to move on to the next one. Okay.